Where are you? I called the police in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, they gave me this number to call.
Yes, we're in Washington.
We just experienced the most peculiar sighting, and I called the police to see, you know, if they had had any calls.
Yes, I'd like to hear about it.
Well, I couldn't sleep, and I was just sitting here watching TV, and all of a sudden, everything just got haywire on the television.
Uh-huh.
And our west window faces right the couch where I was sitting, and the whole, all of a sudden, the whole window pane became illuminated with just a brilliant orange, you know, and I thought, gee, that moon's bright, you know, and it just kept, the screen kept rolling, and then the sound disappeared from the television and the whole thing, and I kept thinking, well, they'll get that straightened out on TV, you know, and then I just kept becoming so aware of this brilliance of this. It was really very, very orange. So I thought, well, this must be what you call a harvest moon. So I got up and I looked through the drapes, and I noticed a old kind of an aqua green rim at the very bottom, then a red rim, and then this brilliant orange, and then kind of a flat look. And so I, well, started to awaken my head. I thought, no, this is ridiculous. This is the moon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I kept looking at it, and it was flat on top, you know, just kind of like a cloud kind of hanging right over the top of it. So I opened the door, and it's very cold tonight right here, and I stepped outside, and I thought, well, that's unreal, because now it can't be that I'm looking through maybe a dirty pane on a window or something, because I'm very definitely seeing kind of a turquoise or a light blue at the bottom, then definite red rim in the middle, and this brilliant orange again. And I mean, it's a, well, it's kind of a burst, but yet a little bit brighter. So I finally went in and got my husband. And by this time, it's down below almost the house across the street from us. And I thought, golly, that moon's sinking fast.
Could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes. So anyway, I said, honey, you're going to think I'm crazy. Would you mind getting dressed? Because slipping on your robe and house shoes, because I don't want to walk out in the street by myself at this time of night, because it's 2:00 here in the morning.
Right.
And he said, yes, he would. And when he saw it was now almost below the house, you know, the house level across the street from us, the roof line.
Right.
So we had to walk further out in the street. And he caught, you know, a whole glimpse of it and everything. And then he said, well, that's flat on top. And he said, yes, he could, you know, I said, what do you see? And he said, I see a little, looks like kind of turquoise and then a red and then this green orange. And then within 30 seconds, there wasn't anything there. It was just gone to the west and disappeared completely away from the horizon.
Uh-huh.
Moons don't go that fast.
No, ma'am.
It was unbelievable. I'm just so mad that I didn't awaken him when I first saw the whole thing in the window, in the top of our living room window, because I thought, gee, that moon is so brilliant, I can't believe it.
Okay, now, did you hear any sound?
I wouldn't be aware, except we didn't have any sound on our television.
Right.
It just got the funniest, there wasn't any sound on the television, and yet it didn't start a roll pattern exactly. It didn't start a horizontal pattern. It was more kind of a zigzag, I don't know, kind of, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, now do you...
kind of like this ba-ba-ba-boom sort of, marks when they're doing this.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like a dagger sort of thing.
Right. Okay, now, do you have any estimate as to how close that was to you?
It was right over my neighbor's roof. I mean, it was just like it was just laying there. And this is what I guess. But now, see, how could it move that quickly?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there it was. And I stood there and I guess watched it through the window probably 3 or 4 minutes, and I kept thinking, gee, the moon is moving. Once I became aware of it, our whole living room
Right.
It just took on a peculiar aura, and this is when the television started. I think that's what made me aware, because I looked away from the television because it was making me so dizzy, you know, watching it.
Right.
So I became aware of the living room looking lit up.
Okay, could you give us an estimate of how big you think this thing was?
Oh, my gosh.
Or how, could you compare it with something?
I'd say it was... No, I couldn't, because I thought it was the moon, you
uh-huh.
know. And I thought how low that moon is. I've never seen anything, you know, as low. And it looked like it was just laying on the top of the roof, you know, of somebody's house, which it wouldn't be. But
right.
I don't mean laying. I mean in a almost a circular, cylindrical circle
uh-huh.
with the tip like it was laying on the roof, which it was not. It was an optical illusion, I'm sure, of that. But then when I noticed the kind of flatness on the top, that's when I decided to step outside to see if there was a cloud, you know, that was covering part of the moon.
Right.
And then I thought of looking at the calendar to see if we were going through a quarter moon or whatever, you know. And then I thought, well, no, I'm going to call my husband. And now he says, gee, I wish you'd called me sooner, because by the time he saw it, and then we couldn't believe how fast it was gone completely from the horizon. So he saw it at about half the size that I saw it, and then it just was gone, you know.
Right.
So he's standing here, too, with his mouth open, saying, I don't know what we really saw, but a moon doesn't move like that, you know.
Right. What time did you spot that?
Well, it was about, I guess, 1:30.
Okay.
Was when I first, you know, became aware of the glow in the living room.
Okay, when you were outdoors, did you hear any dogs barking or any...
No, it was exceedingly quiet.
Real quiet, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any problem with the house lighting?
I don't have any lights on in the house.
Oh, okay.
Just the television that just became exceedingly erratic. I'm still shaking. Isn't that awful? Sorry to have bothered you, but I've just never seen anything like that.
Well, we're sure glad that you called.
It was, like I said, I called the police because I kept thinking, well, you know, the television, that maybe they'd say something if the moon were extra bright or something like this, but they didn't. And then when I called the police, they said no, they hadn't had any reportings, but they then were gone quite a while and came back and said, I think you better call this number.
Okay.
So they gave me your number.
Okay, if we come up with any answers regarding this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I sure wish you would, because I find it extremely, you know, it disappeared so quickly. I still can't believe that anything could have moved away that quickly.
Okay, if we could get a representative to into your area, would you discuss the matter with them?
Oh, I'd be delighted to.
Great.
And I don't mean for news reaction. I just mean I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I'm not a believer. I'm not a disbeliever, but I've heard of people saying they see things, and I have never seen anything that lit up our room like this did. And just made me... All I can say one thing, which sounds very peculiar. I was standing there watching it, and I was extremely tranquil. Just, you know, mesmerized,
yes.
more or less, when I walked out on the porch.
Did you have a feeling you were being watched?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I was just, I just felt very quiet inside.
Yes.
You know, just, it was, I don't know how to describe it. It was just a very tranquil sort of feeling.
Right.
I stood there and felt it, you know, looking at it, and I was on the porch, and then as it started disappearing so quickly, that's when I came back in and got my husband to come out and walk out in the street to see if a moon could be disappearing as rapidly as that was disappearing. and this is when, you know, we had to keep walking on down the street because it was moving so rapidly that, and then when it went, it just went. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Well, we thank you again. If we come up with anything on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I wish you would. I'd like to know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoy talking with you.
Bye-bye.